الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. How to bring blessings in food. Attar's prayer. O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the 18-page booklet, How to bring blessings in food, grant them ability to value food and always consume only halal. I also ask you to forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellences of sending salat upon the Prophet, Allah's final Prophet, our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, As long as a Muslim sends salat upon me, the angels continuously send mercy upon him. It is now up to him whether he recites more or less. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The virtue of eating a fallen piece of bread. Dear Islamic brothers, the mercy of Allah is immense. And often an act might appear small but have great significance. The companion Abdullah bin Ummi Haram radiallahu anhu explains how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Show honor to bread, as it is a celestial and terrestrial blessing. Whoever eats a piece of bread that fell upon the dining mat shall be forgiven. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, if only we would do away with our hesitation and eat pieces of bread and grains of rice that fall on the dining mat and thereby make ourselves eligible of forgiveness. Pieces of bread, an account. The companion Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma once saw a piece of bread on the ground. Clean this, he said to his servant, and put it away. When later asking for that piece of bread at iftar time, the servant revealed he had eaten it. Ibn Umar exclaimed, Go, you are free. I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, Whoever picks up a fallen piece of bread and eats it, Allah forgives him before it reaches his stomach. How can I keep you as a servant when you have earned forgiveness? Religious mindset. Subhanallah. Look at the religious mindset of our pious elders. A servant picked up bread that had fallen to the floor, then cleaned and ate it. Doing this led to him attaining forgiveness and being manumitted from servitude by his master. O Lord of the Prophet, for the Prophet's sake, grant us a religious mindset and true love for the Sunnah. Whenever we see a piece of fallen bread, grant us ability to respectfully pick it up, clean and eat it. O Allah, remove our reluctance to act upon the Sunnah and forgive us. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Broaden the dining mat. Pious elders did not say, pick the dining mat up. They would say, broaden the dining mat or increase the food. By saying this, they were praying for their dining mat to felicitate more people, for more food and for vast blessings. When I read a particular booklet, dear Islamic brothers, to be successful in both worlds, always remain attached to the Islamic environment of Dawat-e-Islami. There are countless benefits of this. The following is a summarized statement issued by an Islamic brother from Calcutta, India. He recalls how he was once distanced from the Sunnah and was heavily focused on the latest fashion trends. As he returned home one night, he came across a large group of people wearing imamas. When he came closer, he found out a Madani qafila of Dawat-e-Islami had arrived from Mumbai and a Sunnah-inspired gathering was taking place. He thought to himself, "These people made such a long journey to come to this city. I should listen to what they have to say." He then sat down in the gathering. Books of literature of Maktabatul Madina were distributed at the end. He too received a booklet, and looking at the front, found it was named A Horrific Camel. Upon arriving home, he put the booklet down and thought, "I'll read this tomorrow." He got ready for bed, but before laying down to sleep, he opened the booklet just to look inside. His gaze fell upon the following words: "Satan will try to make you feel lazy, but make sure to read this booklet. Insha'Allah, you will feel positive change inside you." This impacted him profoundly. He realized Satan will try to never let him read this. Realizing nobody is promised tomorrow and one should not delay in good deeds, he began reading the booklet instead of going to bed. He himself says, "I take oath by Allah, before whom I will stand on the day of judgment to answer for my deeds. When I opened that booklet and read of the appalling injustice inflicted upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the disbelievers, it rendered me sleepless. I proceeded to cry for a long time." That night, he made intention to travel in a Madni qafila the very next morning. When he went to his parents seeking permission to travel in the Madni qafila, they happily said he could do so. He thus set off to spend 3 days with it. Being around those who love Allah's messenger transformed him completely. Alhamdulillah, he became punctual in offering salah. He began wearing an imama on his head and sunnah compliant clothing on his body. His mother was overjoyed at this positive change and prayed for him extensively. Friends and family alike were nothing but happy for him. Alhamdulillah, today he is an organizational head working hard to spread the sunnah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Distribute booklets. Dear Islamic brothers, look at the positive impact Dawat-e-Islami had on a young man. He went from missing salah to becoming punctual in it and going on to achieve further religious success. This also highlights the merits of distributing the literature of Maktabatul Madina. When that young man read the booklet, he decided to join the Madini Qafila at once and adorned his head with an imama. To convey reward to your family members who have passed away, purchase literature from Maktabatul Madina and distribute them during Islamic gatherings, weddings, funerals, maulid processions and other events. You can also place a booklet in wedding cards. If any literature you gift leaves an indelible impression on somebody, which leads to them offering salah and acting upon the sunnah, you will be successful in both worlds. Licking one's fingers after eating is sunnah. The companion Amir bin Rabia radiyallahu anhu narrates, Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would eat with 3 fingers and would lick them upon concluding. Which part of one's food is blessed? The companion Jabir radiyallahu anhu conveys, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to lick our fingers and bowls. He said, "You do not know which part of the food harbors blessings." How to attain the blessings of food? Dear Islamic brothers, unfortunately, seeing the way Muslims eat today, it appears that are very few fortunate enough to eat in accordance with the sunnah and earn the benefits that come with this. As the hadith we just listened to explains, we do not know which part of the food contains blessings. We must strive not to waste even a single particle of food. We should pick the meat off bones such that no meat remains on it at all. One can also shake bones into a plate, allowing for lodged pieces of meat to fall onto it. If possible, try to eat the cooked spices in the dish too, such as cardamom, black pepper, clove and cinnamon, etc. Insha'Allah, this will be beneficial. Instead of throwing away the whole green chilies from biryani and other dishes, take them out before you eat and store them somewhere. Like this, you can blend them and use them in another dish. Many people also discard the skin of fish, but this should be eaten. In short, all parts of food should be considered, and every harmless part should be eaten. Also, the fingers and plate should be cleaned so no particles of food remain. How to lick one's fingers after eating. The companion, Ka'b bin Ujra radiallahu anhu, explains, I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam eating with his thumb, index finger and middle finger, joining them together. I beheld him licking his fingers before wiping them, starting with the middle finger, then the index, and ending with the thumb. It is sunnah to lick the fingers thrice after eating. Dear Islamic brothers, licking the fingers three times after eating is sunnah. If food remains on the fingers even after this, you can continue licking them until none remains. As narrated in Shamail al-Tirmidhi, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would lick his fingers three times after eating. Cleaning the plate thoroughly is sunnah. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, whoever thoroughly cleans the plate by using his fingers to lick it clean and his fingers is kept satiated by Allah in this world and the hereafter. There are more blessings in the end. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam announced, a plate of food should not be taken away until it is licked clean by the person eating or somebody else. This is because as there are more blessings at the conclusion of eating. The plate makes dua of forgiveness. The companion Nubaysha radiallahu anhu narrates of how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, plates seek forgiveness for whoever licks it clean after eating by using his fingers to do so. Another narration describes how the plate says, O Allah, free him from hell just as he saved me from Satan. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi comments, if a dish is left dirty without being cleaned, Satan begins to lick it. Wisdoms of licking the plate. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi also mentioned, licking the plate shows respect for food and saves it from wastage. Leaving it dirty attracts flies. Bits of food that remain on it are washed down the sink or even thrown in the rubbish, which entails major disrespect. If every person leaves just a few pieces of food in their plates and leaves them to waste, This will add up to a large quantity of food daily. This shows us there are many wisdoms in licking the plate. Inspiring words. The final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, thoroughly cleaning a plate by using the fingers to lick it clean is more beloved to me than giving an entire plate of food in charity. Licking a plate in this manner is an act of humility and thus earns more reward than giving charity. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam proclaimed, may Allah fill their stomachs in this world and the hereafter those who lick the plate and their fingers. This entails a person being protected from poverty in this world and from hunger on the day of judgment. It also connotes being safeguarded from hell, as nobody will be satiated there. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The reward of freeing a slave. Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi writes, whoever licks his plate, pours water into it, washes it, and drinks the resultant water receives the reward of freeing a slave. How to drink the water? Dear Islamic brothers, we must also pay attention to other utensils we use to eat and ensure to lick them clean. Whenever you drink tea, milk or juice, etc. from a cup, ensure to put water in the cup after you finish and drink this, allowing for all the drink to be consumed properly without wastage. If food is emptied from a pot or large container and a small amount remains therein, one should use a spoon to take this out if possible. It should not be the case that food is left in pots and goes on to be wasted. As much of the pieces of food should be removed as possible. Do not allow a single morsel to be wasted. When a pot still has food in it after being emptied, one can pour water into it, keep this in the fridge, and use it to help prepare other meals. Yet, this is only possible if Allah wills. When licking clean a pot or cup or pouring water into them to drink from, it is essential to keep in mind all traces of food should be removed. If food remains in the dish, this is not considered washing. From my experience, a plate is not usually cleaned after washing and drinking from it once. It is better to place water in it two or three times. Rub your finger around the plate all the way around and then drink it. The drops that remain after drinking. A few drops will remain after washing and drinking from the plate. So gather these with your finger and consume them. After drinking from a glass or bottle, despite it appearing empty, after a few moments, you will see droplets gather at the bottom after rolling down the sides. You should drink these also. As hadith clearly explain, we do not know which part of our food contains blessings. May we be given ability to wash and drink from our plates and cups in such a manner that it is not possible to tell whether something has just been eaten or drunk from them. A health issue resolved. By travelling in the Madani Qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, many issues are resolved and countless ailments are removed. An Islamic brother mentions, during his return from a 12-day Madani Qafila in Balochistan, him and other travellers stopped at a station. As they began speaking with people there and inviting them to goodness, they met a brother who had an amazing experience regarding Madani qafilas. This brother told of how he was once in intense pain due to kidney stones. His doctor advised him to get surgery, yet he was advised by a well-wishing contemporary to not worry and instead travel in a Madani qafila, as du'as are accepted during them and Allah will remove his problems. This lovingly presented invitation won his heart over and he set out to travel in a three-day Madani qafila. Alhamdulillah, within this time, his kidney stone issue was removed. His doctor was shocked when informed of this, as they stones were of a type that could only be removed with surgery. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Overly hot food is forbidden. The companion Jabir radiallahu anhu tells of how the final prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "You should cool hot food as there are no blessings in it." To what extent should food be cooled? Lady Juwayriya radiallahu anha elucidates, the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam disliked eating food before it stopped steaming. Harms of hot food. Dear Islamic brothers, we should let food cool down before eating. But this does not mean we let it cool to the extent it hardens or becomes unenjoyable. Let it cool until steam stops rising from it. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan said, allowing food to cool a little and not blowing on it is a source of blessings, and eating it like this prevents health issues. Eating extremely hot foods and drinks can result in blisters in the mouth and throat and inflammation of the gut. Also, drinking cold water immediately after this is harmful for the gums and the intestines. Fly in food. If a fly falls into food or drink, it is wasteful and sinful to throw it away. Submerge the fly into the food, take it out, and consume the food without any worry. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam explained, submerge a fly when it falls into food and remove it afterwards, as one of its wings contains cure and the other disease. When falling into food, it places the disease containing wing in first, so submerge it fully. Chew meat when eating it. Lady Aisha al-Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates of how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam delineated, do not cut meat with a knife, as this is the way of non-Arabs. Bite it with your teeth and eat, as this is tastier and more satisfying. If it is a large cut of meat, like a roasted leg, then there is no harm in cutting it with a knife as required. Missing brother found after 12 years. Dear Islamic brothers, to learn and teach the Sunnah, continue travelling in the Madani Qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, as well as gaining Islamic knowledge, your worldly problems will also be resolved, insha'Allah. Once during a Madani Qafila, an Islamic brother mentioned his elder brother had travelled overseas for work, but fallen out of contact for 12 years. The responsibility of providing for his brother's three children and their mother had fallen to him, and their financial situation was difficult. This Islamic brother said he had joined the Madani Qafila intending to make dua during it. Around a week after the Madani Qafila ended, the Islamic brother came to a Dawat-e-Islami meeting where he began crying and emotionally revealed he received a phone call from his brother who had been out of contact for 12 years. The now no longer missing brother had also sent him 125,000 rupees. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. There are wisdoms in dua not being accepted too. Alhamdulillah, there are many stories like this describing how those who travelled in Madani qafilas had their du'as fulfilled. There are also many others whose wishes did not manifest. Even if one does not see signs of his du'a being fulfilled, he should remain content with the decree of Allah. As often is the case, not getting what we want is sometimes what is better. The scholar Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes in his book Ahsan Al-Wiya, "This is the wisdom of Allah. You unknowingly ask Him for something bad for you, and He rejects your dua and saves you from harm. For example, you seek to become rich, yet being wealthy will bring harm to your faith. You seek good health and well-being, yet in the knowledge of Allah, being healthy may bring you harm in the hereafter. Such rejection is better than acceptance, i.e. such a dua not being accepted is beneficial for you." بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم. Translation from Kanzul Iman: It is near that you prefer something even though it is bad for you. Listen to this verse and be thankful for this rejection, i.e. dua not being accepted. Sometimes in place of the dua, a reward in this world and the hereafter is received. You seek the lowly wealth of the world, whilst Allah stores the lofty bounties of the hereafter for you. This is a time to be grateful, not complain. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.